This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question for John. You know, few Christians would argue against attending church, but what about belonging to a church in some kind of official way? John, is church membership required in the Bible? Is it important to be connected to one congregation?
It is important to be connected to a congregation, and I would argue not even just being connected, but becoming vitally associated in what we would call membership. And here's the argument. In the New Testament, on the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 people who were baptized by Christ with the Holy Spirit into the church. 3,000 of them met together for sound doctrine, the disciples' doctrine, for prayers, for the breaking of bread. They knew how many there were. How do you know there are 3,000? Somebody counted them. A couple of chapters later in the book of Acts, it says that 5,000 were added to the church. They knew who they were. All of them were baptized, publicly declaring their faith in Christ. So they identified the people in the church by number and by baptism. We also know from the New Testament that when someone left a certain city and went to another city, they took letters of commendation from the church they were leaving to the church they were going to, so that the church they were leaving could represent them to the new church as members in good standing. There were no free-floating Christians wandering around everywhere. They were under the leadership of elders and shepherds and pastors, and they were cared for, and they were distributed from place to place with letters from their previous church.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of Acts, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.